Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the Soul Nigerian Podcast. And today we'll be telling you how it is better to be in Nigeria than move abroad as a young Nigerian.
No, we'll be telling you how to leave Nigeria and go and focus on your life abroad. There's nothing for you in this country.
We'll be telling you how to, you know, say everybody won't make come. So Nigerians are here to tell you how so Nigerians can make it in
abroad,
Nigeria.
Abroad. My prayer is for every single Nigerian to leave this country.
Is it so that we can all turn to so Canadian or so American?
This boy that is telling you to stay in Nigeria, he has his own plans. So as we're transitioning to so Canadian, you'll be transitioning with us. That's
okay. But yeah, I mean, one thing is first and foremost is that we are firstly Nigerians. But before we go on, make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you have rated us 5-star on every podcast platform, listening on Spotify.
Is it fair? We always beg you on this podcast.
Yes.
Just do it for one. As a listener, just pause.
Yeah.
Go and rate us.
And we are supposed to be back. Share. And we are supposed to be back on YouTube. So subscribe on YouTube.
Subscribe.
We are supposed to be back on YouTube, but that's why we are doing this episode. Nigeria happened.
Yeah, Nigeria happened. You understand? Nigeria happened. Just with, you know, that's why we gave people a small gap. You understand?
Yeah.
And then Nigeria disappointed. It was this same Nigeria that this boy wants to fight for today.
Yeah.
So please take it easy with us. You understand?
See, this thing is so bad. I can't even fight for Nigeria at this point,
bro. Anyways. Before we go on, we'll be reading your comments from the last episode. It was really exciting, chat.
We love people that always engage on the Spotify comments section.
Some people that are steady customers, wants to drop episode that are there, that are waiting to comment. So thank you so much for commenting. Really appreciate. The first comment here is from our regular customer, Enigmatic Bombshell, and he says, I don't know if I can use this word.
You guys are bastard. I'm gonna consider an open relationship right away. I can't wait to explore the excitement. That's a black.
It's raining tears.
That's a black king right
and,
there.
And your tears. It's raining your tears. You should be on explore.
And those of you that explore. And those of you that listened to the last episode and voted for Tim Arose, thank you.
Tim Arose called women. I really appreciate you guys.
Obviously, Tim
Arose. If you're Tim Arose, you are weird.
Obviously, like Team Isaac could win because we are firstly Nigerians and open relationship is very new. Somebody, to Nigerians.
There's one comment that is, yeah, I want to go for the person. Biggie said, Isaac, you need to be open-minded. Ha!
Tell them.
People have different sexual.
And they're talking to people that voted for Isaac.
See, Team Isaac, they're coming for, they say we're not open-minded. They say, people have different sexual appetites that need to be fed. Then you can have a discussion about it with your partner. You can be married. I still crave a certain kink. Doesn't make me an irresponsible father or husband. Like Dami said, see, you are missing, you are in bad influence.
How?
Like Dami said, we are evolving as a society. As long as you and see now, as long as you and your partner have a discussion and the boundaries are set and no form of disrespect enters, then it's fine. There are married women in Nigeria that attend orgies. I have seen many. Make it right?
Biggie, you have something.
Nah, I will
Biggie,
come
Biggie,
here and
Biggie,
I will
Biggie, give
you.
You're up to something.
I don't even know where I was commenting this. If you see, DM me. My response, I cannot use it here. DM me, we have a strong argument.
We can reply. You know what? Isaac will reply you.
I'll reply you.
I'll reply you literally, because now you can reply. But don't worry, Big Now, I'll fight for you. I'll never let you reply anything.
You are listening to this. See, we are letting you lead us. Somebody that is a committed father and husband. Is it to committed open relationship? No. And you are here.
Arjuna, I'm not doing open relationship. Arjuna will not do open relationship.
Yeah, no, no. Well, I go there, I go tell your wife.
Judy also says, I think open relationship should be normalized in a relationship where both of them are hyposexual and have an understanding. Exactly what I am saying.
If you are hyposexual,
don't ostracize people that want to do open relationship.
I don't understand. While two of us were in a relationship, I'm hyposexual, you're hyposexual. We satisfy our hypersexuality together now. Why do we have to go outside to explore the hypersexuality?
Like, say you never meet hypersexual people before. Even you said you go tired.
I will match the hypersexuality. You bring them.
You
bring them. I will match the hypersexuality.
Speaking of which, I randomly came across a tweet from somebody on Twitter that said, oh, it came across, or I saw a Nigerian podcast and the first episode was open relationship with normalized. I have never closed something, so but as I see the tweet, I didn't even bother.
I can't lie. I was so close to quoting him. I'm like, nah, man, this
because our life. OGs, our listeners know how we do this, bro. Do our podcast. And even when she listened, where we come from in So Nigerian is we come from
an educative angle
yeah. in the same way of keeping the form of entertainment. And we try our best to not be particularly the way other Nigerian podcasts are perceived. So I think we believe that we come up in a different way. And our OG listeners, those of you that have always been rocking with us from the start, you know that we always come up with something new and something different. You know, whether it's even in relationship-wise, whenever it's even in the countries or economic stuff.
That person just missed the chance to listen to good stuff. That
yes,
that's they just use their judgments to miss out on good stuff.
Bro, so, just from episode description.
Sorry to that person.
Just from episode title.
No, you judge the book by its cover.
Bro.
That's sad for you. You missed out. So Nigerians... They missed out. Moving on.
Yes, Oluwadara Shimi says, I think each kind of people would find their own kind of person. Don't go out there and hurt other people's
children. Do you understand? Do you know how scary this thing is? Like, I enter, wait. Let me tell you how scary this thing is.
Okay.
I enter a relationship with you. Like, I'm dating only you.
Okay.
We're now very serious in the relationship.
Okay.
And one day you come at them, I think I want to start seeing other people.
Now, listen. Did you read the first things that she said? Bro. I think each kind of people should find their own kind.
You can't tell. I can lie to you though. Like in talking to them, I can lie that. Fuck, I like freaky stuff. And then I get into the relationship and I realize I want this person all to myself. Do you understand? People change, bro. People change.
She said you find when you change, you find your own person and then you do open relationship.
Don't, you leave your partner because they don't allow you to do open relationship.
People they divorce now, they're not happy. People they co-parent, they're not happy.
See how you look at how how the thing is getting even deeper.
I'm not next everybody time. People even married people think they know themselves there and they end up not knowing each other.
You learn about your partner every day.
That's what I'm saying.
And
like
you have to try and adjust.
See,
at some point for your relationship to survive, I'm sorry. You have to compromise, you have to adjust. If your body is telling you that you need to see other people, you need to adjust your body to make you feel like or to fit your partner's preference. I don't know how to, I'm not saying that works in every situation.
You have to compromise, that's what you're saying.
I'm just saying you have to compromise sometimes.
Interesting.
Bro, let me, sorry. I saw a tweet this week that the person said if you are dating someone or you're married, and you start to find another person attractive, would you tell your partner? And the person was like, someone quoted this and like, this is the most, he didn't say the most stupid question, but it was like, you should not be telling your partner that kind of thing because it's hurtful. You as an adult should be able to know how to kill those feelings. Do you understand? Don't build on them.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're human, do you understand? Mm-hmm. You will see other people that you fancy more than your partner sometimes, you know? Not exactly fancy more than your partner, but like other babes or other guys will catch your eyes, you understand? Try not to feed on it. Just if person's in your office, just ensure you keep your greetings to hey, hi. Do you understand? Don't be doing team bonding. Allow doing work bay and work bestie. Do you understand? No. As an adult, if you are serious about your relationship, do you understand?
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
Either ways, finding your own person, don't find your own person. People change you, people don't change you. Don't kind of like zero your mind off the potential or
the concept of
open relationship.
Okay.
Amarachi says, look at Amarachi, Igbo woman. Imagine, see what Igbo woman is saying. Open relationship is weird. I can't ever try it. I want my man for myself and shout myself alone. Call it being possessive, cool. Igbo women.
I fuck with you.
Igbo women, I fear them.
I fuck with you so much. This is real. I want my man for myself and myself. Ah! Amarachi, I get this for you. Send out a DM. I get this for you.
this big Ken, the big Ken. Women are just wow. If you like do close relationship, they go open them, then grow branches outside or interstates, and then close it back again when they have gotten what they want, and you will not know. You go, they do my baby. Oh my god, I can't treat you nice while another man go they run out with disrespect. But men they do open relationship. Now men they cheat.
You don't say this one also shaggy for you.
You don't see this one.
They're
no man.
Shout out to you, bro.
Women are wicked. Men are wicked. All of us. Everybody do.
Except me, sure. I'm loyal. Shout out.
But yeah, moving on. That's the end. So those of you that always like do well to drop your comments on the Spotify Q&A and always do well to react to the poll. Isaac beat me on the poll just by slight percentage. Timaros will be
shout
back.
Today again we are going on another debate.
We're not doing any debate this time because Nigeria is too poor for me.
Chosen a side. Now you don't reason about me.
I never start. I never chose a side. I choose side for you.
No,
I don't choose any side.
Let's begin.
Nigeria too bad, bro. But yeah, like first things first, if they give you 14 million, you go use and jack what you call what.
Guy, okay, let me know honest question. Honest answer. You know that question is hard. But you know that question is actually hard.
Why is it hard?
Guy, because when you have 40 million in your account, that you like free 40 million.
I'll go based on Lagos big boy.
No, do you understand? Like, I can't even like Japa will not really come to your mind unless you have maybe you've really suffered. Even if you really suffered in this country, do you know that? Like at the stage of what I am in my life, if I get 40 million, I don't think I would try to Japa. I feel I'll chop the money reach like. Like 20 million, I'm gonna say, ah, fuck. You can try this one, but where the 20 million won't take me in this economy?
See, true. If 40 million first land my account, I go first order 10k suya first. See, same guy first euros. I go first order 10k suya first. Same guy first. I can't do Ashakan for some Nigerians.
Ashakan, sorry, I don't love you guys. I did see how I could chop. See, suya, 10k suya. They like 50k shawarma. I could also chop shawarma, shawarma. Like, I'll be eating everything I fuck with in large quantities.
I can't even lie. If I'm being honest, first things first, I could just order one body. Like, one nice body. You understand? Fat back, EKB. Yeah?
I don't know what.
I'll first get one nice idea.
I think 40 million. No, as a normal Lagos boy, you go first soft, maybe your parents. You understand?
340 million. Yeah. In the context of Jackman, like obviously, like you'd be wise enough now. You obviously keep some, but obviously go enjoy life because what's money without you spending it? Do you understand?
So like I think I'll first, but like yeah, like you said, in the context of Jackman,
if you
actually think of like how Nigeria is and
where it's going, do you understand? Definitely.
Obviously, you might actually want to use that money to Jackman. You understand? Because Nigeria's problem is not really, but like, I don't know if I said it on this podcast before.
Yeah.
They asked somebody what was the last, like it was a trend. So they asked people, like, what was the last straw that made you realize that, oh, you had to leave this country?
Yeah.
And like, this is a wealthy family. And they said their house caught fire and it took 3 hours for what they call
fire service
to come. Yeah. And they literally came without water.
Imagine.
Do you understand? So sometimes Nigeria will happen. Nigeria can happen to anybody. Whether you are, bro, is it not the richest black man in Africa that was crying up and down? Do you understand? So Nigeria can happen to anybody. He literally even said with his mother, somebody advised him not to invest in Nigeria, and that was like years ago, and he was like, nah, man, like I believe in this country. Do you understand? And now he's regretting. Do you understand? So of course, if I have 40 million now, obviously I'll reason Japan. But just that missing money in our spirits, at the end of the day, or more.
It's like Isaac, if you splurge down for visa, I was like, Isaac,
I go visa, I was like, man. I don't go hear my piano, you know why?
40 million, man, I don't want to hear my piano, bro. Ha!
I go hear my piano, die for visa. You know why?
I die. But I mean, like, in addition to everything you said, obviously, like, Nigeria, first of all, like, the environment is already limiting. Like, basic amenities, no day, infrastructure, no day. Like, things are already tough. Even opportunity for growth. That's why I think that, like, it's just, bro, like, young Nigerians are just much more liable to thrive outside than in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And it's because of some of these things that you said, you know, in terms of, like, bro, like, job market, number one, just basic amenities, not even the fire service, bro. Like, things that you know that can improve your standard of living as a person. This episode, Nigerians are abroad. Please, I need you guys to actually comment and actually, like, what was your last straw?
What did you see?
Or what did you go through?
What did you go through exactly that made you feel like, oh, I have to leave this country?
Yeah, Nigerians, those of you that they give birth to abroad, you can ask your mommy. Why did you guys leave? Because see those ones that left in the 90s. Ha! Now, damn sharp. I said they don't see future. See,
you know the luckiest people?
Yeah.
people will come out on visa lottery.
Bro.
Guy. People they come out visa lottery that year.
That year.
Like mad. And it was like a simple P. Yeah. It was just luck.
It was luck, share basically. Luck.
And people were actually going.
People were leaving, bro. So bro. Like, firstly, like, electricity is unstable. Internet. I feel like even affects even the podcasting world in the sense of look at our population and look at relating in, yeah, in related to the people yeah, that listen to podcasts. They are adults. Bro, like, if they... Podcast, you don't need to pay money. You just have internet to listen to podcasts. Yeah. You're not subscribing. Are you paying money for anything? Eh? Are you paying for anything? So I don't know why people cannot tell other people to listen to podcasts. All they just need is the internet. And because of internet, it's not even free. Internet is hard to get. Internet's so like average Nigerian. Let's live a reality. Let's actually be real to ourselves. Yeah. Internet is already hard. Now imagine now saying you won't come use that internet. We have used them text my baby girl. These are listening to Isaac and Danny. That's how, like, she gets.
It was like.
Bro, I listen to a podcast, average us, you know, they talk too much. 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't finish. Bro.
3 hours podcast.
40 MB. You don't jam to Nigerian podcast, bro.
See, it was recently like. I won't say I came down from my high horse, do you understand? But like, I started relating with. Like some fresh, you know, graduates, do you understand? Yeah. Like coppers in my organization. And I realized how expensive data is to some people.
Yeah.
Like me now, if my internet should finish, bro, like the next
sharp, thing. Sharp.
But bro, some people would have 1K or 2K data, guy, they go first reason.
Bro, I did that 1 terabyte a year, 100K.
Are you serious?
Yes, nah. I want to run it, but like, me, I feel no day next year.
So you're only yours.
I did with some Nigerians and I like.
So like, I actually just reasoned this one day, like, bro, young people who just got out of school that should be able to have access to internet, you know, learn skills. Because in this country now, you have to develop skills. Like your BSc is not taking anywhere.
Now when I did follow, I was talking to somebody abroad, Nigerians abroad. I bet you guys should actually engage and tweet at us with this topic. Nigerians in Nigeria, your time will come. Your time will come. But right now, Nigerians abroad, like listeners abroad. Also, if you're in Kenya, if you're Sugar Weekly, if you're listening, Sugar Weekly, if you're listening to, maybe you know, it might be different in other African countries, but we're going to come from the perspective of Nigeria. First time I heard that there was Wi-Fi on bus in Jan. Like I was on FaceTime with one of my guys, and them saying they connect to the Wi-Fi
for like free
for streets, bro. Wi-Fi.
Like, you know, the worker, you know,
you see, it be like magic trick for my head, bro. You say yes, nah. Bro, I want Chris.
God.
I say God.
Do you know, like...
Bro, there was one time, my data finished. Bank, I'm not calling it work. Now, Uber guy has the on-hospital.
On-hospital for you. Guy, listen. Do you know, during this protest last week,
yeah,
there was a period, like, the first day of the protest. I don't know if it was... I think I heard that it was intentional, like, they messed with the internet.
Yeah. MTN.
You literally could not walk... In my office, like nobody could attend meetings, nothing. And like the intentional made us work from home. So now after I feel like, oh, we're incompetent.
Yeah.
But even my MD now could not connect to the internet. Mm-hmm. And it was just crazy because the internet is very vital in this time and age. Like everybody should have access to the internet.
Bro, electricity, number one, electricity, internet, all of these basic amenities, these things are just forcing us as young Nigerians, we are using our energy.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm using my energy to go and queue for fuel. For Gen Energy, I suppose they invest, they record podcasts for some Nigerians, they use them for self development. Just like this, like they'll just force us to like spend more energies overcoming some of these obstacles. And it's just like all these youth in other countries, Nigerians abroad are not going through all of these things, you know, they don't need to spend 3 hours in queue traffic, for fuel, traffic, all of these things. Like basic needs are already met for them, so like it will even help you to be able to focus more on yourself. Focus on getting like things. That's why, like, I feel like Omo is a certain, like, obviously, like, things are also hard. There are other factors,
consider. Definitely.
But, like, just say basic standard of living is better.
Yeah.
Basic amenities are already met. That one is already, it was really like a head start. It already makes things easy for you to even be able to work harder. Yeah. I'm not saying like things can also go bad, but, like, at least you know that, you know, they fight for electricity.
Like, there's something someone used to say, like, when you're born in Nigeria, like, you're already on -1 goal. Do you understand? Like,
do you understand?
You're already at a disadvantage. Yeah. And it's just the truth. It's not, this is no shade or like, we're being negative. It's just a fact.
It's facts.
You don't have access to basic amenities. Mm-hmm. I was speaking to someone who just came back from America, and he said, the average American, do you understand, has access to certain things with ease, do you understand? Yeah. Like, he doesn't have to build borehole to get water, do you understand? The state is already providing water. He's paying for it. He doesn't have to get inverters and all that shit, do you understand? Yeah. He already has a stable electricity. Mm-hmm. He has stable Wi-Fi, do you understand? Everything's already sorted for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, if he's not doing well, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to blame him.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because there's, like, in this age and time, you can get on crypto, you can get on different things, do you understand? You have access to these things freely without having to worry. Definitely. That, oh, NEPA will take light, or I can't do this, I can't take this course. Mm-hmm. But here, bro, you're trying to finish a course, guy. There's no light to finish it.
Bro.
Do you understand?
Another thing is that, like, some of the reasons why it will even be wise for you as a young person to spend that 40 million using it to jackpot is that some things, let's put aside basic amenities. Even there are some countries here in Europe, you know, in Europe, healthcare is free, bro. Like, you're not paying free healthcare. Like, surgeries, all of these things, there's either it's subsidized or it is free. Some countries they had, like America.
Yeah, I hear that. Like,
America, I said, if you pay £5,000, they carry for $5,000, they carry for ambulance.
They carry for ambulance. Yeah, I heard ambulance expensive as well.
Bro, I beg, make a wakago. If I can't go, wakago.
I met someone who I work in an immigration office company, obviously. So, like, I meet a lot of people who just jack around, like, our past clients and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of our past clients just came back from Canada and was talking about his experience where he fell sick.
Yeah,
in Canada, and like he was in hospital for 3 weeks. So as I was in hospital for 3 weeks, he might not he shakes him more.
My job,
Say the bill go choke. Say the bill.
Okay,
bro. On the day they discharged him, they just gave him the clothes he brought when they rushed him into the hospital.
Yeah,
and said he can't go. He was like, oh, he was like, no, it's covered. That the thing busted his head,
bro.
And like, nobody say they give him like. They gave him optimum treatment. Like, when he first got there, they rushed him to the ARO, took everything. Care of him, they were feeding him, bro. And they did not take $1 from him. Obviously, like, he had paid for health insurance.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you can't, in Nigeria, first things first, hospitals, you know, in hospitals, they used to use face to attend to people.
If you go to general hospitals, bro, there's some private hospitals where they don't even turn general. There's one that I know. There's one that if I should call their name, you better. And they have 17 consultation rooms, but you will wait.
Bro,
in an emergency, if you die, wake up again. It's never treat you.
My God. Whatever say attend to you.
My God.
That's even treatment to make you see doctor.
And because of like things like okay, the doctors are even underpaid. They're even less motivated to.
They're not motivated.
Do you understand? So even aside from healthcare, even career as access, bro, the spring and elevation where your career go move grow for a giant. Do you understand? Like in Nigeria, first you guys first know person for top. Do you understand? Like you can actually be in a position for 4-5 years before. Obviously, like the exceptions are people that you know that their career access, like the growth is actually you know it will actually go. But just based on your abilities, just based on your abilities and your credentials like this in Jan, like you know they will not say as long as you're working hard, you're actually moving up as you should. But bro, for Nigeria,
look at boss to it. Yeah. I have a friend who works in PR.
Yeah.
She's like an account exec. Like, she don't reach level. Mm-hmm. Somebody. So, her firm is a multinational.
Yeah.
So, they started in London and then they came to set up in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Somebody in an entry role.
Yeah.
In London earns like times 4 of what she earns as an account exec. So, even if your career... you are moving fast, do you understand? Every year they're promoting you.
Mm-hmm.
The pay is not matching what they're paying someone who's your counterpart in London or wherever. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like the pay gap is crazy. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? And like here, you are still at a loss or at a disadvantage because your purchasing power is reducing by the day,
definitely.
Bro, you go to the market,
it just even spends terms about growth. That's why you know a rap set of people is I like young couples, you know, like young couples we just jackpot, you know, maybe the early 30s, you know, husband and wife, they have their under 4-5 year old kids and they jackba, or maybe like they got married, or they jackba and then they got married together. All those young couples, I love them. Like, I like to like hear from them. I know a couple that I've had conversations with, you know, the ones that you just know, like the average, you know, the average well earning 30 year old in Nigeria is probably still figuring out rent, basic needs. You go consider the reason, try reason, marriage, they come, all those things. But average 30-year-old with the well ending for Jan. Even I'm no Nigeria, already have like the hustling spirit and bro, there's a level of they already think them, they're thinking about investments, which big car make I buy, make I buy family car.
Exactly.
Who they bro, Nigerians, as a Nigerian, you start thinking about investments when you already have your 3 kids. You start thinking about investment when you're already in your 40s, 50s. Bro, that's when many, most of them many, like are able to invest proper.
How many young Nigerians who are working in 9-to-5 can buy a car
in this country now?
In this current state. Like, I the reason I'm... Yeah, I like, feel like I'm at 8.
Bro, the prices of phones now and the price of... Sorry, yo. Bro, prices, I'm talking about 2019 over 2024. This money where I used to buy this my iPhone 14 Pro, I go buy Corolla. Corolla in 2019.
Easily. Now that small Corolla now is going for 5 million, 6 million.
Bro.
How crazy is this? Like, I know at my age, my dad probably had a Benz already. I'm not even capping. At my age, my dad was already driving a Benz. Now.
How you old, though?
You don't say that Benz, I'll be boots that year now. Well, you know, be like the kind of Benz that. But now,
my panel keep blow. Your papa blow now.
This now you have the chance to blow. Don't miss it. You have the chance to blow early.
Nigeria,
Nigeria. You have the excuse. You have the excuse. You're a trust fund kid.
Nigeria happened. But like it's literally clear and glaring that Nigeria takes from your precious years. Like, bro, years where you're supposed to use, they grow, they acquire wealth, they. Now when you just did the, you go start the thing called.
They survive.
Bro, even the,
bro, you go first reason is you go chop for money. Bro. That's first calculate how much the food, you understand? Come go outside, go buy the food, come back, pray me they bring light, you understand?
You go pray me they bring light, or pray me they don't take light.
Pray me they don't take light, you understand? You go first, light, your battery go do 100%, you go still leave your charger inside and say, I'm not risking this thing.
Do you understand?
Then you go constantly do your also work.
Bro, and what even in terms of career access, spanning to what I said earlier, something just crossed my mind. People don't know there's no job in Nigeria.
Rewind.
And unemployment is higher as fuck.
Bro, is it 34% or whatever that the government's giving? Come, bro, enter streets, get.
Guy,
people get job.
Bro, there's some people that are even shy to even tell you. Like, people are not confident enough to actually tell that they don't have jobs. That's why everybody's trying. How many people... And you know the funny thing about Nigeria is that, like, firstly, actually, like, people that... Most Nigerians don't use their first degree as a career. So that one, let's not even, like, you're already at the...
at a disadvantage. Yeah.
Do you understand? So like, bro, qualifications, cost of living, job market, economy is bad, bro. Like, economy, bro, is terrible,
bro.
Fucking terrible. That one is adding because there's some jobs that you get in Nigeria now. They feel lay you off after 3 months. You worked well, you did everything right, but economy just
even happened. With job, you'll be underpaid. Like you'll be ridiculously underpaid that your salary cannot even save for your rent. Do you understand? Let me lie to you, bro. I'm lucky to have been able to get my own apartment. I can't even lie. Cause I just a reason some kind of sense. If what I was earning, like let's say 2 years ago, it was very impossible for me to have been able to save to rent a house. Mm-hmm. And as the day goes by, guy,
it's getting worse.
Rent price they increase.
Increasing as hell.
Rent price they increase. So people when they call now, these are younger generations, they call them Gen X. When they come, bro, you don't know what's coming for them.
That's why I really like, you know, that's one reason, one underrated reason why I am keen on wanting to jackpot in the nearest future. It might not be now, like in the nearest future, is because I actually want to give my kids better life and better education. They are one of, they are the Do you know, when I think about, okay, reasons for me to jackpot, that's actually one thing that people don't talk about. Think about giving your kids better life. That's one reason. Having this conversation with those my 30 plus friends, they will tell you that, oh, they have good jobs in Nigeria. These guys, their career actually moved fast. They actually like went well. Do you understand? They got married. But because they are thinking about their kids, that do I really want my child to grow up in this environment? Yeah. Do I really want my child to live this life? This amenities lacking. I want something better for my children. That's even a motivating factor.
If your
parents
give it to you in general, man, you don't know what it is. That's like one of the biggest gifts.
Bro, that's a gift. That's something. I can't even lie. Go and hug your parents right now and tell them, daddy, thank you. Mommy, thank you.
They worked their ass off to get you there. I can't even lie.
Some of you have blue passports. Get for UK, get for US.
You have to shout out to your parents.
It's like a God-fearing woman that has two of them. Text me, baby. You can't give me.
Person we go do open relationship. No grief for him. Really. Person we go do open relationship.
No, if you have get to pass, well, I go do open relationship.
I was my service. I was gonna say UK and US. Then you know, you can find Australia.
Maybe expand. Expand the brand. You see, God say we will go fuck and multiply. You guys go.
Bro, no jokes. Like guys actually look for who will carry them. Bro, I can't even like.
But that would have us cars. We made it.
They're not too shady.
But yeah, like another thing that we don't even talk about that Nigeria does yet. What Nigeria does to you is they will just create. They'll just find a way to create policies that will just limit young people from making it.
Bro, should we start?
It's like Nigerian government. Like they'll just wake up and say, you know what? I see that young people are making money off tech. Let's cut off this, you know what? Let's tax them in the way that they'll not be able to. So many things, man.
See crypto ban now. No actual reason, no support. They just said, okay, we're banning this. We're doing that.
Do you know how hard crypto is actually? Like, I don't run I want craze because Web3, you actually need to go on courses on Web3 and all of those things. And it's hard, it takes dedication, and then just for you to just come. One governmental policy fits in your life. Literally.
Overnight. See, even regular.
Actually, the funny thing in America, one thing about me is that I listen to all these like Candace Owens, so all these other America free speech people that they have like conversations. One thing I noticed is it's sort of like a meritocratic system in the sense where they sort of like offer a voice to young people. Do you understand? There's a way their efforts, skills, and communications and their opinions are sort of rewarded and recognized. Unlike when it is in Nigeria, young people would have a voice here. Even if see that crypto thing now, I'm telling you that if people actually come and say, okay, we want to actually counter debate and this on why you should make this rule, why you should not make this policy, okay, I don't even know if you have ways of delegating or what's that system they call it in America. Listeners are listening, if you know what I'm talking about, good luck, you understand me. The rest of you, when I just use brain, pick. But thing is that, like, obviously, like, as a young person, your voice is much more heard. You know, policies and things are not made out of just wishful, just out of ways to just frustrate the citizens and just make things harder for young people. So those are some of the things, man. Bro,
speaking of policies, look at what do you call this thing? 2020 or so, they just woke up and said they're banning Okada. And then it affected people that all right, Gokada, bro, Max. These are innovative transport solutions,
bro.
Do you understand? You know how easy those things made our lives. When you want to go to the island, there's traffic. You just use your all right or your Gokada.
That's 200 million in this country.
It was so easy.
That's 200 million.
They just came. We're burning this thing. It's affected without even giving them prior notice. So we didn't. A week or two, people lost their jobs on the spot. People lost money, investments, everything gone just like that. That's how, and I'm very sure that's one thing that would have sparked some people's japa. A lot of people who worked in those companies would have obviously left. And we're losing talents, and our government don't know. Let me bust your head.
Doctors are losing doctors, nurses.
Bro, let me bust your head. A friend of mine, he went to this petroleum school in France.
Yeah.
So government actually sponsor their citizens who are bright in that field to go to that school. So that school is nobody pays school fees, and like it's only people who are on scholarships that can go to that school. Do you get? Because they don't want any like social, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want any social class difference. Yeah. Do you understand? So yeah, everybody is on the same level. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So this particular guy, he's Nigerian. Well, this is my guy, he's Nigerian. Immediately he finished from the school.
Yeah.
Immediately he finished from the school.
Yeah.
A German company took him. Then now he's working for a Norwegian company. But the other guys who are from other countries,
yeah,
their own ministry of
petroleum
took them in. Like, let's pick your brain. Do you understand? Let's see how we can do. Even Uganda too. So what they even did.
Why that guy no come help Niger?
In government, no, those other people, even Uganda, like, they will call their people there. Like, you see every meeting. Like, for example, if Nigeria sent you now, Minister of Petroleum can call you. Like, what are you doing? Like, treat you like his son. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Hope you are in school. Blah blah blah. Maybe you finish, they're putting your own company in that country. But Nigeria, yeah, him, you don't even send. Nigeria, they don't even send.
Now you go send. Bro. But yeah, like, all of those things, man, even down to guy well-being, well-being self is neglected in Nigeria because the pressure of societal expectation on self, see, you go come see maybe like your youth, person way, fingers no equal. You know, there's a finance bracket for a certain age group of people abroad.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's not left for you if you got a degree, if you got this. Obviously, there obviously be very rich people.
Yeah.
But Nigeria, like you said, when young person is rich, it did separate it from me. Bro, obvious.
Bro.
And even those who maybe scammers or trappers or whatever, those ones too.
You know, trappers.
Yes. And who they trap? Do you understand? Pressure of societal expectations will even kill you. Coupled with economical and infrastructural challenges, bro. Everything, your mental health just suffer as a young man, bro.
And you know another crazy thing? Like, you know, sometimes you can't tell when, like, you go to think, maybe they're depressed or, like, mm-hmm, you're sad or something. But, bro, it's actually, like, you're broke. Do you understand? Like,
yeah,
money plays a very big factor in mental health. Do you understand? Sometimes it's not just money. Like, sometimes I actually feel bad. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the money comes in. It doesn't really raise my spirits. Because in my subconscious, it's like, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be where I am. Do you understand? Like,
yeah.
But something's holding me back. And it's literally, like, the environment I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? This Nigeria, sorry to say, it sucks you dry. Do you understand? Like, Nigeria keeps hope. Now, for example, now look at the Olympics now.
Yeah.
Look at what happened to our athletes, Favour Philly, the other babe who literally went cycling.
Do you know
what I mean? Back from the
Japan those guys, do you know the funny thing about like our athletes, those of them that ran, they are all like college athletes, like probably like D1 or D2 in like America, LSU, USC, all of these
things. Are you serious? And
they decided, most of these people have dual citizenship, and they decided that,
you know what?
Let's represent Nigeria. They are young, 21-year-olds, to Koinsola Ajayi. I followed the Olympic very well. I watched his favorite, Philly. You know, two people that...
Favorite, Philly, she's like American...
I think she runs for LSU. She runs for LSU. Serious? She's a college athlete as well. Do you understand? Like, all of these people, Koinsola Ajayi, all of them, literally... Do you understand? Even them Brume, the long jump girls, all of them are all based abroad. Do you understand? And it's very hard because when you know, say, Nigeria, I know they compete in swimming. Obviously, like, I know that, okay, swimming is not, Nigeria is not a swimming country, obviously.
Bro.
But are you telling me that boys know the Niger Delta, where you know if you pick
that's
from young?
That's what riverine areas get, train them from small.
From young.
These guys are literally swimming in proper sea.
We'll see the next Leon Marchand. The
problem is we don't have forward thinking people who are leading us. That's
bro,
you don't see there the value is, in this.
There's literally no excuse why Nigeria know they compete for every sport for Olympics.
Bro, guy, South Africa was doing.
South Africa sport. They swimming, bro.
They do swimming. They do this.
South Africa is gone.
Kayaking, what do they call this thing? This boats racing.
Yes, now they kayaking everything.
Guy,
bro, I was
left us.
South Africa did swimming medley.
Bro, are you serious?
Yes, now all of everything that day. You just see Africa, all of us, we just do our normal 800 meters. Now let's play swimming this swim.
I know, see.
Now let's run with Sabi run. Country two and now run with the run. Because if they run for our lives, but yeah, easy. They run for our lives.
Bro, I heard the saddest story. So a friend of a friend of a friend or an acquaintance of mine, he invests in sports too. Do you understand? Yeah. Like, he's Nigerian Canadian. Do you understand? Yeah. So he invests in sports. Yeah. He has
come back home. You guys don't forget to share your comments on the Spotify Q&A. Nigerians abroad, all of those things. Continue, Isaac.
So he has made his money abroad. So he has come back and okay, let me invest in talent. Do you understand? So he went to the streets. You know, this in the streets, like boxing is a big thing. You know, like the big boxing.
Mm.
Yeah. So like he went to the streets and like, I can take these guys international. So he picked a few. So there was one he was training, sponsoring the guy, even put the guy on the salary. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Streets guy, like proper streets guy, like maybe conductor or something. So he put the guy on the salary and everything. So sends videos, you understand, and everything. So the guy got an opportunity for a fight in Argentina. So Nigerian Boxing Federation is supposed to like sign up for some things for him to apply for his visa and go.
Yeah.
But this would not respond. So like, I think 2 days.
To the fight.
So I think it was a day to the fight. He was able to get his visa. And now, it was the day of the fight. He got to Argentina. No, he hasn't rested. He was properly jet lagged. Everything. Bro. How does that person want to go and fight a boxing match and win? It's not possible. It's not possible. See, being in Nigeria, just like
it would limit you. Don't worry. There's nothing.
So see, you know how many footballers we have? Proper ballers, bro. Guy, I met someone who he's so good. He got to this under-17 camp. They were going for the under-17 World Cup. It was at the hotel. One big man just came and started telling boys to leave and brought his own boys because those ones are paid him. You know how ridiculous that is?
Bro. My own is even the systematic barriers, bro. Like, government could just calm down. They could just calm down and say, okay, we won't create one policy. We could make things hard. Do you know how easy it is to start a business in America?
Bro.
Do you understand? But the orders were there for Nigeria.
I saw a tweet yesterday. The person said...
One time, they even said... I saw one that said they don't start taxing online.
They even want to start taxing remote workers. I don't know how that would work.
Bro.
But that would be ridiculous. I saw one tweet today. The person said, every month, she's a business owner. Every month, she finds a new agency in Nigeria. And you have to be paying tax to all those agencies.
Bro.
Do you know how crazy that is?
There's always one ministry and one agency.
Bro, that you have to be paying to.
Business owners, you people know. See, business owners, you guys know what we're talking about.
Guy, I'm not even talking of like corporate businesses. Guy, there's a woman I used to buy yam and beans from. Who said yam and beans? Bro, I haven't gone to the... So, it was only when I go to my friend's house in Yaba. So, I hadn't gone to his house in a minute. So, I think the last month or so, I went to visit him. So we're looking for where to go eat. And I was like, bro, no, go check that one. And he said, oh, well, she's not there again. Like, she's there, but she doesn't do yam and...
Yam what yam be?
Bro, she now sells granite.
Yam a luxury meal.
Bro, she says she knows if you afford yam. Because if she buys yam, she obviously can't... Either she won't sell at the price she used to sell before, or she won't give us the quantity.
Yeah.
Before, last time I went to that man's shop, I don't know, like, it was like December last year. Yeah. Yam, you turn it out yam and beans, bro. Or let me say 5H, with 5H, you go chop well. Now, that 500, I can't do shit. Do you understand? So she just said, there's no point saying, bro, people don't sell eggs again. People don't sell, because if you sell a unit
eggs are like 6-2 now.
For a crate.
You that are listening, that you jackpot in 2021. Was egg not 2K then?
Bro.
Crate of egg.
Guy, now, I buy half crate, and I did... One egg per meal, you really, why me?
Me, wait, bro, on my life that year 2020, 2021, I be baller. So that I fry 4 eggs, bro.
Now, try and
know. Now they don't bomb me well.
Try
I know they fry 4.
You're also, I don't know, man. This country, yeah,
you regret not jackpotting when you finish.
Like, stupid.
See, bro. if you're under the sound of my voice, and you are in 300 levels, start planning your jackpot.
See, don't even
do NYSC.
Any uncle that is telling you he will give you job.
All I'm tight. Any uncle that will plan sponsor, all I'm tight.
All I'm tight, bro.
Do you understand? What I'm telling you is that, like, bro, see, there's actually just don't focus on getting a job. Just focus on leaving the country.
See,
just start trying to prepare your masters. Start watching visa interview questions,
feel,
bro.
Thank you. If you feel your parents down moon, it's not too long to start looking for scholarships.
Start saving.
It's not even scholarship. Scholarship, see.
Do Yahoo and get money.
I don't talk that one. It's on record. Look for scholarships.
At this point, get money anyhow and leave this country, my brother.
I regret it like mad.
Do you know the funny thing? If you got the toxic next day, maybe that would not drop.
Bro, let me bust you here. I don't know if I can look at the numbers here. 20 million assets January last year. Let's say it was like, let me say, 20 something thousand Canadian dollars. Now 20 million. You know, if you reach 13k Canadian dollars, you know, the possible. Like, the difference between how many ones is crazy. So, the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets. Let me not lie to you, bro. If you need before 15 million, 10 million, say if you don't go Canada. Yes, now, if you don't have over 15 million, sorry for you, bro. So, please. Don't waste time. Don't be doing next year. Now, wait till me I do next year. Now.
Go abroad. No, I'm going to listen to Nigerian from abroad.
No, nah, Arrows, I want me Arrows sponsor me. Many Arrows doing Yahoo.
You know what?
You go sponsor me. Bro, if you cash out from Yahoo, you go sponsor me.
Who they do Yahoo? Bro. So, Nigerians, you guys, don't worry. Once we can just finalize, once you guys can listen and share to your friends, we'll sponsor three people. So US scholarship based on us. Don't worry. Just if you can tell every week, tell five new people about Soul Nigeria. Convince them.
I swear.
You know the way your pastor will tell you to bring a member. Yeah. And just bring proof for that.
Just can show that our three friends said, "Oh, I really love this podcast. Introduce me to." I swear. We have something for you.
We sponsor your Canadian visa.
I swear.
Isaac, don't worry. Isaac, they work for agency, for travel agency.
Visa.
Your visa is sure. Normal level. You will write your personal statement, everything. You just see that all you just need to do is come with your bag. But just come with your box. Just come with your box.
Yeah.
So just make sure you tell five people. Make sure you comment. Tweet at us too. If you guys can tweet at us, just share your opinions. You know, we would really love that. And you guys, see you guys when we see you.
No way, we're coming back on your screens next week.
No, it's not next week. Maybe like in a few weeks.
We are sorry for saying next week.
So yeah, let's even learn to stop lying at this point because you get person who won't beat me. So we took the lie.
Okay.
Honestly, we are not lying. Nigeria happened.
But I cannot lie to you. This one is not like our fault.
We genuinely actually tried to give you guys episodes back to back. It can just be very hard for us, do you understand? So, like, you know, you guys should just bear with us and just be patient with us. Don't worry, next 4 or 5 months, we'll try to do like a level of consistency. You guys will even see us and be proud. So, you guys should just continue to support us and just continue to be there for us and continue to share the podcast. We love you guys and we really do appreciate you guys a lot. So, I've sent you guys a kiss now. You guys should kiss me back. Nobody kiss me back.
Bye, guys.
If you go to this end, if you go to that part, and you ever see me, don't ever act like I did that.
But yeah. Beg for kiss. Bye, guys.
I know the people that kissed me back.
Name names.